Okay, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio as we are inside the Quicken Loan Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And buckle up because in our next segment, it is once again time to hit the gridiron. We're going to focus our attention now on the NFL. And my goodness, I am very anxious to intro our next guest and get his thoughts on several teams, several players. Always a pleasure to have back with us NFL and Husker great Jason Peter, who, Jason, all I have to say is it seems like over the past couple of weeks, we're always opening our conversation talking about the Browns quarterback competition. It's been crazy.
I know. Who would have thought that, huh? I mean, Cleveland Browns. They're front page news everywhere.
Well, and that is my leadoff question. I mean, do you think Johnny Manziel, I mean, it was pretty captivating to watch, I have to tell you. I mean, did he prove last Saturday that he should be the starter?
I don't think you can go there just yet. You know, you got to remember it was week one of the preseason, and everything is pretty vanilla. Usually the stuff that teams are running throughout the preseason, it's basically just, you know, your base sort of stuff. You know, they'll sprinkle in a blitz here and there, and you know, but for the most part, they keep it pretty vanilla. They don't want to give anything away. Anything that they really like in terms of X's and O's, they're saving that stuff for the season. But just in terms of how Manziel went out there and handled himself, I think you got to give him an above-average sort of grade. You know, there's a lot of expectations with this kid. And, you know, I mean, I remember the pressure as, you know, being a first-round guy. I mean, it's just something that comes with the territory. But this guy, you know, I mean, it's a whole different level from what we're talking about from, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys now, even the third and fourth-round guys are people that or players that everybody knows their name and they know kind of what they did in college. And you know, most people have seen, you know, 15, 20 games of, you know, the seventh round guy or the free agent guy, let alone the Heisman Trophy winner. So he's got a lot on his shoulders, but I think when you calculate all that stuff in, I think you gotta give him positive reviews.
Well, he is amazing. You're right, Jason. I mean, impressive debut. I mean, he certainly maximizes his opportunities, but this kid, he does not lack confidence. I mean, you got to just love that. I mean, it just fuels him, opportunities like this.
Well, I think that's just today's kid. I think part of it is because of the social media. And, you know, these kids are kind of put up on a pedestal since they're coming out of high school. And some of them even before that. I mean, now you hear the stories of, you know, eighth graders being offered scholarships and what have you. And it's not just an eighth grader being offered a scholarship. It's an eighth grader being offered a scholarship along with the thousands of newspapers that reprint the article and the talk radio. Do you know what I mean? It's just everything is magnified nowadays. Well, I think a product of that is that you get kids that, whether it's a true feeling or it's just something that's on, you know, the exterior shell, they carry this feeling of confidence about them, and confidence, cockiness, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, Manziel, obviously, anybody who's heard an interview with him or seen kind of, you know, the way that I guess he's living, you know, it's something that you certainly, it doesn't take long to get to that conclusion that this kid is full of confidence. So, you know, there's obviously a fine line when you're an athlete, especially a rookie going into a locker room. But then, you know, you're also looking at it like, hey, the guy that we want running our offense, we want him in the huddle saying, this is no problem.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking this ball and
right,
we're going 80 and we're putting it in the end zone. You need that out of, you know, your quarterback, the guy who's, you know, talking to everybody in the huddle. I mean, he is the face, and you don't want someone who's, you know, scared to speak or worried about making a mistake. I think Manziel, if he goes out there and he fails, it will be, you know, the best failure that anybody's seen. You know, he's going to go down swinging, I think.
Uh-huh.
But on the flip side, if he does well. And I think, you know, most people who have seen him play, you know, the sky's kind of the limit in terms of what he can do athleticism wise. He's got an arm on him. You know, he's it's just a matter of, I think, getting it upstairs, which made the game last week so impressive for Manziel, I think.
It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment with our very own Jason Peter at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. Hey, right now we want to hear from you at Twitter, at @eRadioSports. And so, Jason, I mean, you just mentioned it. I mean, you're a former first-round draft pick. You played with the Panthers. You know exactly what the culture, what it's like to be in that locker room, to be a part of the team. What do you think is going through the minds of the players in the Browns locker room? I mean, do you think there's like a 50-50 split on who should be starting between him and Hoyer?
There may be a few. I think the majority will probably side with Hoyer. As long as Hoyer, you know, does his job, you know, I just think there is still a feeling that you got to kind of earn your stripes in an NFL locker room. And now, you know, I also think that if a young guy goes in there and is clearly head and shoulders, he's going to give your team a better chance at winning. Guys, you know, they also realize it's a business, and they want the guy that's going to best put them in position to win. Because when you win as a team, everybody reaps the benefits. You know, ultimately, other teams from around the league, they want to build their rosters with winners. And if you're a team that's winning, well, then teams are going to look at you as one of those potential guys that they could, you know, give a big free agent contract to. So they ultimately, at the end of the day, they want the guy that's going to be able to move the ball down the field. But I also think that Manziel has more to prove to those guys, even though Hoyer, you know, hasn't done it for an extensive period of time. I mean, you're just looking at a handful of games last year, but he's also a veteran. He's been in the league for, you know, a bunch of years. So I think, you know, when you look at it like that, you know, mm-hmm. Johnny's got a bigger hill to climb.
Jason, how much is this quarterback competition in danger of perhaps being a distraction?
You know, I don't know if it really is. I mean, guys, for the most part, they're concerned about what they have to do. And that's the responsibility of the coaches, of the leaders of that locker room, to make sure that it doesn't become a distraction. I mean, ultimately anything, you know, what St. Louis deals with Michael Sam, I mean, you know, people could say that is going to be a distraction in the locker room, or what Ray Rice has done in Baltimore, you know, is that a distraction? It's only a distraction if you let it be a distraction, and that just kind of depends on the type of guys that they have in that locker room. Are they able to kind of, you know, be good at compartmentalizing things and just, you know, saying this is what it is, okay, and we're going to put it over there, but, you know, this is what else, you know, we have to take care of. We got to take care of X, Y, and Z, and that's just part of the equation over there. But, you know, it's just kind of, like I said, it really depends on the leaders and the coaching staff if they're able to basically not mm-hmm. let it become a distraction. But ultimately, you know, it can be. I mean, you know, you have a ton of reporters that are asking that question every single day. Guys get sick and tired of it. You know, there'd be guys that are sick and tired of it just because they feel like, why are we even talking about, you know, Manziel, because he's still a rookie. And, you know, I don't talk about rookies until they've done something. I mean, you'll have guys in the locker room that think like that. So it just kind of depends on the locker room makeup.
We are almost out of time with Jason Peter this weekend at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. Just give me a quick hit on how some of the other rookie quarterbacks, how they fared when we talk about a Teddy Bridgewater and Blake Bortles.
Yeah, I like Bortles. I mean, I think he looked impressive. He looked like he kind of had control of that Jacksonville offense. And, you know, obviously he's got a frame on him that I think, you know, to build a quarterback in a lab, he's kind of what you come up with. You know, like the same things that I said about Manziel and Hoyer and the Browns, you know, it's the first preseason game. He's going to kind of have to wait because it gets turned up a notch. Not even a notch, several notches.
NFL and Husker great Jason Peter with us each and every week at YSR. And Jason, we look forward to talking to you some more next weekend. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Much more straight ahead at YSR.